Mesechtes Harius, Daf Yud, seven lines from the bottom of Daf Tesla and Beis at the new Perek and the new Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah stated, Kolam Mitzvah Shabbatari Shechiyov Naz Dein and Kurz Vashigas and Chatos, Hayachr Mevi Kispo Sira, Vanasi Sarir, and a Moshiach Ubezim Mevi Empire. And as we know, Koyam Mashiach would not bring any carbon if he was over Beshigas Maisa, and a Koyam Mashiach would only be Chayat to bring a par if he did an Issa based on his own mistaken Psach. And our Mishnah now begins, Koyam Mashiach Shechiyov. That if the Kohen Mashiach did his Avera while he was the Kohen Mashiach, and prior to him bringing the par, he no longer was the Kohen Mashiach, and he was removed from his position, or in a similar scenario, where Melech did an Issa while he was a Melech, and then prior to bringing his carbon, he lost his kingdom, and he's no longer a Melech. However, since at the time that he did his Issa, he was a Kohen Mashiach, or a Melech, so therefore they will bring the standard carbon of a Kohen Mashiach and a Nasi, and a Kohen Mashiach will bring a par, and a Nasi will bring a Sayer. However, the Mishnah continues, Kohen Mashiach she'av Mashiachu Sayer v'achachata, that if a Kohen Mashiach is no longer a Kohen Gadol, and then he did his chait, or v'chein a Nasi she'av Mashiachu v'achachata, or a king that only did the Avera after he was no longer the king, then although Kohen Mashiach may be par, that the Kohen Mashiach would still bring a par, and not a Kispo Sira. However, Nasi Kehedit, the Nasi would be chayiv to bring a Kispos Ira and not a Sayer. And our Gemara begins and focuses on the din of the Kohen Mashiach. And the Gemara asks, Hashi Shlema of Mashiachusoy Vachin Chotom Mevi Par, that if we stated in the Sefer that even if the Kohen Mashiach is no longer the Kohen Mashiach at the time they did his Avera, they still bring a Par Kohen Mashiach and not a Kispos Ira. And we continue on Daf Yudam and Aleph. And if so, why would we need the din of the Resha at all? And Chotom Vachin of Mashiachusoy Tzrichalamema, as was the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and certainly if the Kohen Mashiach did the Issa while he was a Kohen Mashiach, so even though at the time that he's going to bring his carbon, he's no longer the Kohen Mashiach, but certainly he should be chayav to bring a par and not a Kispos Ira. And the Gemara answers that certainly there is no Chiddush in the Resha regarding a Kohen Mashiach. However, there is a Chiddush in the Resha regarding the Nasi. And once we have to say the din of the Resha in order to speak about the Nasi, so in order for there to be symmetry in our Mishnah, so we speak about the Kohen Mashiach both in the Resha and the Sefer, even though it would have sufficed to tell us the din of the Kohen Mashiach only in the Sefer and not in the Resha. And as the Gemara states, Meshum Dektani Gabi Nasi, Dechi Av Misiusa, Vachin Chato Kehadit Maisi, that since we saw regarding the Melech, that if he did his Issa, once he was no longer the Melech, then he would bring a carbon like a Hedit, and he'd bring a Kispos Ira and not a Sarir. And therefore, certainly we had to teach us the din of the Resha, that as long as the Nasi was the king at the time they did his Issa, then even if at the time that he's bringing his carbon, he's no longer the Melech, they still would be chayav to bring a Sarir and not a Kispos Ira. And therefore, in order to have symmetry between the Resha and the Sefer the Mishnah, Ahachi Tani Gav Mashiach, Chotav Achein Ova may be par, and therefore we say the din of the Kohen Mashiach and the Resha, even though it is no major Chiddush. And the Gemara now continues, Minani Mili, that was the Makar for the din of the Sefer, that a Kohen Gadol that is no longer a Kohen Gadol and he doesn't have Avera would still bring a par. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tani Rabbanon, as the Pasuk and Pasuk by Yikur, Benegay, the Par Kohen Mashiach says, v'hikruv al-chatasai, and since the Torah doesn't use the term al-chatasai regarding any other averis, therefore the words al-chatasai are extra, therefore we learn out that the Kohen Mashiach will bring this chatas even on those chatayim that he did even after he's no longer a Kohen Mashiach. And the Gemara points out she'yachol, as one may have thought, that there's no need to bring a pasuk as v'aloydinu, as l'chayim we should be able to learn it from a kal v'chaymer, as u'man nasi she'mev b'shigus maisa imev Chatasim Shava, as just like a Nasi is chayiv to bring a Sar, even on those Averis that he did, Bishigas Maisa, and even so, if he did his Isar after he already is no longer a Nasi, then he doesn't bring a Sar, and he brings a Kisposira. So, certainly based on the Kal V'chaim, we should learn that Mashiach, She'im Mev Bishigas Maisa, El Alam Dov Bishigas Maisa, a Kohen Mashiach that never brings a carbon if he only does an Issa Bishigas Maisa, and the only way that he brings his Par is only if he did so Behelam Dover, so like Koshkin or some therefore, certainly, if a Kohen Mashiach only did his Issa after he's no longer a Kohen Mashiach, then certainly we would have thought that he should not be chayav to bring a par, and he should be chayav to bring a Kispos Ira. And Talmudim v'hikruv al-chatasai melamed shemevi al-chatasai mishavar, and this teaches us that a Kohen Mashiach even brings a par when he did his Issa only after he's no longer a Kohen Mashiach. And the Gemara continues that now that we saw that a Kohen Mashiach would still bring a par even if his Issa was only done after he's no longer a Kohen Mashiach. So why did our Mishnah teach us that a Nasi that did an Avira after he's no longer a Nasi brings a Kispo Seira, but based on a Kal V'Chayim, we should also be able to learn that a Nasi should also bring a Sarir even if he did his Isser after he's no longer a Melech. And as our Gemara is, V'Nesi Nami Nasi M'Kal V'Chayimer, and as we explain that L'Chayim Melech should still be Chayiv to bring a Sarir even if he did his Isser only after he is no longer a Melech based on a Kal V'Chayimer, and the Kal V'Chayimer would be as follows, as Umam Mashiach Shein maybe B'Shigas Maisa maybe Chatus Mishavar, that just like a Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring any carbon when he does an Issa B'Shigas Maisa, and even if he did that Issa while he was a Kohen Mashiach, but even so, if he did an Issa at a point that he's no longer the Kohen Mashiach, he would still bring a par. Therefore, based on a Kal V'Chayimer, we should also learn Nasi Shein maybe Chatus B'Shigas Maisa, that Nasi that does bring his Sarir even if he was only a Ivan Achet while he was a Nasi B'Shigas Maisa, so in Yidin Shein maybe Chatus M'Shava, then certainly he should have to bring a Sarir when he's Ivan Issa, when he was no longer a king. However, the Gemara explains that this is not the case, as Talmud Lema, as the Pasuk states, Asher Nasi Yechtar, and regarding all of the Chatayim, the Torah states, Im Kol Das Yisrael Yishku, or Im Akreya Mashiach, or Im Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkaga, and since Benegeya Nasi, the Torah changes its Lashon, and instead of stating Im Nasi Yechtar, it states Asher Nasi Yechtar, so therefore we learn now, Kshu Nasi In, Kshu Had Yitloi, that the only time they would bring a Sarir is only if he did this Avera while he was a Nasi, but if he did this Avera after he's no longer the king, then he would not be Chayiv to bring a Sarir, and instead he would be Chayiv a Chatas Kavua like a Yochid, and he'd be Chayiv to bring a Kispoi Seira. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Chotu Achle Nismanu Vachin Nismanu, where we look at Yedis, that if the Kohen Mashiach or the king did an Avera before they became the Kohen Mashiach or the king, and then prior to bringing their carbon, they were Nismanu to be the king or to be the Kohen Mashiach, so we look at the time of the Chet, and since at that point they were regularly Yechidim, so they would bring a Kispo Seira. However, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon holds that we don't only look at the Chet, but we also look at the Yedias HaChet, and at what point they realized they were Chayav to bring a Karban Chatas. And Rav Shimon holds that if they found out before they were Nismanu to be the Kohen Mashiach or to be the Nasi, then since their Chet as well as the Yedia was at a time that they were considered Yedis, so it would be Chayav to bring a Karban like a Hedit, and they'd both bring a Kispo Seira. However, even if they did the Chet while they were Yedites, but they only found out that they did this Chet after they already became the Kohen Mashiach or the Nasi respectively, then they'd be Patur L'gamri, as Rav Shimon looks both at the Chet as well as the Yedia, and since both were not done at the time that they were headed, so they can't bring a Kispo Seira, and since both the Chet and the Yedia weren't both after the time that he became a Kohen Mashiach or a Nasi, so they also could not bring the Par Kohen Mashiach or the Sar of the Nasi respectively. And Rashi points out who had in the Polig Rav Shimon B'Reisha, and at least in regard to the din of Nasi, Rav Shimon would also be chaylik on the din of the Reisha of the first Mishnah, as the Reisha of the Mishnah taught us the Nasi Shechotav Vakin of Megdulasa may be Sar, and it's mashmah that he always bring a Sar. But Rav Shimon Karbanami Dim Nedalei Mishava Dei may be Sar. Rav Shimon would hold that if he only found out he did this Avera only after he already is no longer a Nasi, then he would not bring a Sar. As Rav Shimon would learn that when the pasuk states Asher Nasi Yechta, it's referring to the Chet of Nasi as well as the Yedia of the Nasi, and since at the point of the Yedia of the Chet he was no longer a Nasi, so in this case the king would not bring a Sarir, and the fear of Shimon the Nasi would not bring any carbon, and therefore the Din Reisha is not similar to the Sefer where we stated about Nasi Kehedit, and instead the fear of Shimon the Nasi would not bring any carbon. The Mishnah now continues and teaches us a Din that we already mentioned multiple times, as Euzo Nasi, that when the Torah speaks about a Nasi, Zemelech, this refers specifically to the Melech, that he doesn't have anyone that's above him aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, Asher Nasi Yechta Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Aleikav, and we learn out She'in Agabav El Hashem Aleikav, that aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no one that is on top of the Melech. And the Gemara begins that we learned in the Mishnah that if a Kohen Mashiach did an Issa prior to him becoming the Kohen Mashiach, then he would bring a regular carbon like a Hedit, and he would bring a Kispo Seira. The Gemara asks Minani Midli, that was the Makar, and the Gemara brings a Brisa Tanur Rabbanon, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, B'negei the Par Kohen Mashiach, Im HaKohen Mashiach Yechta, and we learn that this Pasha is only relevant if he did this Chet while he was a Kohen Mashiach, and Prat L'Kohen Mois, and this excludes any Avera he did prior to him becoming Kohen Mashiach, and even if he found out about this Avera after he became the Kohen Mashiach. And the Brisa continues and points out, that why would we need a Pasuk if Lachir, we could be able to learn it from a Kal V'chomer from Nasi, as a man Nasi Shemevi B'shigas Meisa, in maybe Al Kodbeis, that even though that we find in Nasi is so chomer, that he even brings a Sariah when he did an Issa only B'shigas Meisa, and even so, the Nasi doesn't bring a Sariah if he did an Issa prior to him becoming a Melech. So Mashiach She'imevi El Aham Dov B'shigas Meisa, so Mashiach that's much more Kal, is when he is the Kodbeis Mashiach, he only brings a par if he did an Issa based on Helm Dover and not B'shigas Meisa. So in addition, Shleyavi Al Kodmais, and therefore certainly a Kodim Mashiach should not be chayiv to bring a par if he did an Issa before he became a Kodim Mashiach. However, the Brisa continues and explains that we could not learn the din of a Kodim Mashiach from the din of a Nasi, as Loyim Amr Ben Nasi Shekein E maybe Chatosim Mashiavar, that maybe a Nasi is different, and as we previously saw in the Sefer of the first Mishnah, that a Nasi Shav Migdulasa V'Akin Chata would bring a carbon like a Hedyet and would not bring a Sarir, and therefore we could possibly understand why a Nasi that did an Aviru before he became king would also not bring a Sarir. But maybe since we learned in the Sefer of the previous Mishnah that even if a Kohen Mashiach does an Isser after he's no longer a Kohen Mashiach, they would still bring a par, the one may have thought that Yavi Al Kodmais, that a Kohen Mashiach would even bring a par if he did this Isser prior to him becoming a Kohen Mashiach, then he became the Kohen Mashiach prior to bringing his carbon, that maybe he'd be chayav to bring a par. And Talmud Leumin, that's why we need a pasuk, and the Torah had to tell us Hamashiach Yechta Chot Kishu Mashiach Mevi and Kishu Hedyet Einim Mevi, that the only time that a Kohen Mashiach brings a par is only if he actually did the Sisser at a point that he was already a Kohen Mashiach, or at least after he was a Kohen Mashiach. However, if he did this chayt prior to him becoming the Kohen Mashiach, then he would bring carbon like a Hedyet, and he'd bring a Kispay Seira. And the Gemara just brought him a car Benegei a Kohen Mashiach that did an Isser prior to becoming the Kohen Mashiach, that he's going to be chayiv like a Hedyet, and he will not bring a par, and instead he'll bring a Kispay Seira. And the Gemara will now bring him a car for the second din of the Mishnah, that if a Nasi did an Isser before he became the Melech, and then he became the Melech, then he would not bring a Sarir, and instead he would bring a carbon like a Hedyet, and he'd bring a Kispay Seira. And as the Gemara continues, V'tani Nami Gabi Nasi Kai Gavna, as the Pasuk Benegei the Sar of Nasi states, Ashin Nasi Yechta, Prat L'Kremais, that he has to be a Nasi when he did the Avera, but if he did this Avera prior to him becoming a Nasi, then he would not be chayav to bring a Sarir, and instead he'd be considered like a Yochid, and he'd be chayav to bring a Kispay Seira. And once again, the Gemara states, V'aloi Dinu, that why do we need this Pasuk, if L'Chir we could learn the Din of Nasi from the Din of the Kohen Mashiach based on the Kal V'Chomer, and the Kal V'Chomer would be as follows, U'ma Mashiach Shemevi Chatosim Sha'avar, Einim Mevi Al Kodmais, that just like we learned in the first Mishnah, that if a Kohen Mashiach is no longer Kohen Mashiach and does Aviran at that point, he would still be chayiv to bring a par, and even so, if he did a chayit before he became a Kohen Mashiach, then he would bring a carbon like a Hedyet and not a par. And if so, we should learn that certainly a Nasi She'im Evichatos Mishavar, so a Nasi that only did an Avira after he's no longer the king, with the Mishnah Tortoise and Daf Tesson obeys, that he would not bring a Sarir, and instead he would bring a carbon like a Yochid, and he would bring a Kispo Seira. So Ein Oedin Shleyavi Al Kodmais, so certainly if a Nasi did an Avira before he became a king, then certainly he should bring a Kispo Seira, and he would not bring a Sarir. However, the Bryson now is that L'Chir, this Kal V'Chaim is not a Val Kal V'Chaim, as Mal Mashiach Shekin E maybe B'Shigus Maisa, Toyim Ben Nasi Shei maybe B'Shigus Maisa, and Hoylo maybe B'Shigus Maisa, Yavi Al Kodmais, and maybe we would say that since the Nasi is more Chomer than a Kohen Mashiach regarding this point, as when a Nasi does an Avera, and even if that Avera is done only B'Shigus Maisa, and not based on any Hayra, then he's still Chayiv to bring a Sarir, while a Kohen Mashiach is only Chayiv if he did an Avera based on Hayra, and not only based on a Shigus Maisa alone, and therefore maybe a Nasi would have a different din than a Kohen Mashiach, and although a Kohen Mashiach would not bring a par for an Issa that he did prior to becoming a Kohen Mashiach, but maybe a Nasi would bring a Sarir, even though he did an Issa before he became a king, therefore we can't learn this din from a Kal V'Chomer and Talmud Leumah, and therefore the Pasuk had to teach us, Ashin Nasi Yechta, Shechata V'Reinu Nasi V'Lei Shechata V'Ado Hedyet, that Nasi would only be Chayiv to bring a Sarir only for those Averis that he did while he was a Nasi, but for any Averis he did prior to becoming a Nasi, he is Chayiv to bring a carbon like a Hedyet, and he would not bring a Sarir, and instead he would bring a Kispay Seira. And the Gemara continued with the Braisa as Tanur Rabbanon, that instead of stating Vim Nasi Yechta, the Torah changes Lashon and states Ashin Nasi Yechta, and it's mashmur that the Pasuk is telling us when a Melech will do Avera and Yachol Gzira, and you would think that there would be a Gzira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that certainly a Melech will do an Avera, Talmud Leima Ima Kohen Mashiach Yechta, and therefore the Torah tells us B'negei HaKohen Mashiach, that if a Kohen Mashiach will do an Avera, Avira, Ma'al Alon L'Chshiyachta, Afkan L'Chshiyachta, and just like B'negei Koyim Mashiach, it just means to teach us that if a Koyim Mashiach will do an Avira, so the same holds true B'negei Anasi, and the Torah is just telling us that if a Nasi does an Avira, then he's chayav to bring a Sarer instead of a Kispa Yisaira, and I am the Mefarshim who explain that since the Pasuk states of Loshin Yechta, so it's mashma that if they will sin, and it's not mashma that they will sin, and even though regarding the Koyim Mashiach, the Torah states Imak Koyim Mashiach, and regarding the Nasi, the Torah states Asher Nasi, however, as we will see on Amud Beis, the Gemara will dashen that the word Asher is coming to teach us Asher Adah, Shan Nasi Shaloi, maybe Korban Asher Gosai, as we will see on the top of the Yudam Beis, and the Gemara continues to explain this Brisa, as Omar, as the Brisa stated, Yachl Gzira, and the Gemara Ea Gzira Mehechetesi, that where would we find such a concept that Kosh Baruch will be Geza, that someone or a Melech should do an Avera, and the Gemara explains Amri in Eshkan, that we do find such a concept, then something bad will certainly occur to someone and will be preordained to happen to him. Ichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashat Metzora regarding Negei Batim states, V'nesati Neged Tziras V'beis Eretz Achuzaschem, and Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Besur Hilahem Shenegoyim Boilem, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that this is a Besur for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there will be Negoyim that come on a person's house, and even though it's a Dover Ra, and Rabbi Shimon Oymet Pratlin Negei Oinsin, and Rabbi Shimon says that the Pasuk is telling us, V'nesati Neged Tziras V'beis Eretz Achuzaschem, that the only Neged that's going to be Tamei are only those Negoyim that came by themselves. However, any Nega that came through an Oynes, and as Rashi states, Shembo Negoyim Aldein and Ficha Sheid, Loi Mitamu, that those Negoyim will not be Mitame. And the Gemara will discuss the din of Rab Shimon in a moment. However, the Gemara now points out that Lavam Rabbi Yehuda Besura, Hachinami Imagzeri, that just like we saw that Rabbi Yehuda states that there's a Besura that something bad will happen to someone, therefore one may have thought that the Torah states that there's a Gzeri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a Melech will certainly do an Avera, and therefore B'negei L'Koyim Mashiach, the Torah states Im in order to teach us that there's not an Alidei Gzira, and the Torah just means that if the Koyim Mashiach or if the Melech did an Isser, then they should bring the following Kabbanos, and Ayin Rashi Diyu Maskel the Siv, as Rashi states, Sarkosim Vasun Sha'asaliyais, Afal Pishadav Rahu, Hachinami Im Gzira, Hilkok Siv Im Koyim Mashiach Yechta L'Shiyachta, Vahachinami Asher Nasi Yechta, and we also explain that the word Yechta means L'Shiyachta, if he does an Avera, then he should bring a Sayer instead of a Kispo Seira. The Gemara now continues and discusses the Shita of Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon taught us that when the Pasuk states, V'nesati Neged Tziras, that the only time that a Neged would be Metame is only if it was Bo Me'ilav, however it came through an Oynes, and as Rashi explained, through a shade, then it would not be Metame. And our Gemara now is, Rav Shimon, Nige Oynsen Milay Metamu, that how could it be Lefi Rav Shimon that Nige Oynsen would not be Metame? For Tanya, we looked at the Braisa, as the Pasuk in Tasriya, Nige Adam states, Adam Kiyya Ba'or Besari Se'isei Sopachas Oy Beheres, and since the Pasuk states, Adam Kiyya, that it will be, and it's a Loshin in the future, so we learn out, Menadiba Ve'ilach, that the only Negoyim that are Tomei, Bein B'Nige Adam and Bein B'Nige Batim, are only those Negoyim that only came after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us this Dibur. But if someone had Tziras prior to receiving this Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Nega would not be considered Tomei, and the Gemara asks, why do we need a Pasuk? Valoy Dinu, what L'Chir we could learn based on the Svara, as Tamei Bezav V'Tamei B'Negayim, the Torah tells us that Zav is Tamei, and the Torah tells us that a Negev is Tamei, Ma'azav Menadiv V'Elech, and just like we know that a Zav is only Tamei from the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tzibui, and further, and as Rashi at the bottom of the right column states, Tichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Mitzvah tells us, Ki Yezav M'Besarei, we learn that Zav and Shoyi Lufnei Adibah Eim Metamen L'Achadibar, Elam Kein Ro Zivus Achadibar, and therefore, similarly, after Negayim Menadiv V'Elech, however, the Gemara states that we couldn't learn it based on Svara and based on a Mamatzinu, as Loyum Amit Bezov, Shekin Eimit Tamim Ba'inis, as we would say that maybe B'negei Zov, that it's more Kal, and since it's not Mitamim Ba'inis, so maybe that's why it's not Mitamim Lefnei Adibar, Taimim B'negoyim Shem Mitamim Ba'inis. However, since Negoyim Mitamim Ba'inis, one may have thought that even if they had Tziras before the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they would still be considered Tamei, Talmud Leima Adam Kiya, and therefore the Pasuk had to repeat itself, B'negei Mitzira, and had to state Adam Kiya, and therefore we learned that the Tum of Tziras only applies for those Negoyim that form Minadibah Ve'elach, but clearly the Brisa states Negoyim are Mitam Boinis, and therefore how could it be that Rav Shimon states that Negoyim are not Mitam Boinis, and the Gemara will now bring two Terutzim, and both Terutzim are basically saying the same concept as the Oinis that Rav Shimon is talking about is not the same Oinis that the Brisa is referring to, as Rav Omar Pratlin Nigeruchais, and Rav explains that Rav Shimon stated that Nige Oinsin are not Mitame, he was specifically referring to Negoyim Rayim that come through a shade, and as Rashi brings down, Rava Amar Loi Kasha, hard to come Rav Shimon Pratlin Nigge Ointin, Kagoy Nigge Rucha is Dalidein and Ficha Shade, Vloy Alidei Adam, Vichik Tani Tayim Benagoyim Shemetam Bainis, Kagoy Nalidei Akar Vikfia, and if Tsuras forms on a person because of a blow that he received from a person, then the Brisa tells us that Nagoyim and Metam Bainis, and the person would still be Tamei, and Rav Papa Amar Pratlin Nigge Kshafim, and Rav Papa explains that there is no Stira, as when Rav Shimon stated that Nigge Ointin are not Metame, that's referring to the Goyim that came through someone doing Kishuv. And Rav Shimon teaches us that the Goyim that come through Kishuv or through a shade would not be Metame. And when the Brisa states that the Goyim are Metame Bainis, that's talking about those Nagoyim that form Shaloya Dei Kshafim. Even Rav Shimon would agree that those Nagoyim would be Metame. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanu, we learn to the Brisa. The Pasuk states, Asher Nasi Yechta, and therefore we learn out Prat L'Chigla, that the only time this din applies is only when he is a Melech. However, if the king becomes sick, then this din would not apply, and he would not bring a sarier. And the Gemara is, Bishum Dabele Chayla Itchalim Musiusei, do you think just because a king becomes sick, then he's no longer considered the king? And certainly he's still the king, and therefore certainly there's no reason why he should not bring a sarier. However, the Gemara explains, Amar Avdim Bachama, Pratlin Nasi Shinistara, that the Brice is referring to a case that the Nasi was sick with Tsuras, in the Hanami, since he has Tsuras, therefore he's no longer considered the king, and therefore he would not bring a sarier. Shinaman, as the Pasuk of Malachim Beis, Benegei Uziyah states, Vayinaga Hashem Asal Melech, Vayhi Mitzari Ad Yei Meisai, Vayyoshu Beis HaChoshes, Vayyosu Men HaMelech, Al HaBayis, Shefet Asam Oretz. And as Rashi explains, that once a Melech has Tsuras, then he no longer has the status of a king. That's why the Pasuk states, Vayyoshu Beis HaChoshes, the Nasa Choshi Men HaMelechus, Kehedit Dami, Ve'ina Mevi Sayer, and therefore he has a din like a Hedit, and he wouldn't bring a Sayer. And Rashi points out that this price is not like the Shita Rabesi that we saw in Daf Testament Aleph, who stated, Misha Bola De'anias, behind the star, Loi Bola De'anias, and even though the Melech became a Maseria, he did not become poor, the girls of the day, Mio Isei, as he still has his treasury, and therefore Rabesi held that he would still bring a carbon Sayer, and he would not bring a Kispo Seira. And from this point forward, until the end of the Masechta, is almost completely Agata. The Gemara continues that we just saw the Pasuk Malachim Beis that taught us that now that Uziyah wasn't the king, so it was Yashua Beis HaChavshes. Therefore, the Gemara is Medayik, made the Kama Beis HaChavshes, by the fact that we stated that he's now sitting in the house of Chavshes, Michlal Dat Hashta Eved Hava, so it's Mashmor that up until this point, when he was a king, that he was considered Eved, as he had a huge responsibility. As Rashi states, the Shroris Avdus Huloi Lefishu Mutalav Oil Rabim, and the Gemara tells us that this concept is similar to the following, Gehod Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua Hava Azul Bisvinasa, that there was a story where Rav Gamliel, who was the Nasi, was traveling together with Rabbi Shua on a ship, and Bahadur Rabbi Shua have a pita, and both of them brought provisions for the trip, and Rabbi Gamliel only brought pas, and Rabbi Shua brought pas as well as fine flour, and Shalom Pita Rabbi Gamliel, Samach HaSolta Rabbi Shua, and the trip took longer than he expected, and Rabbi Gamliel finished all his bread, and he was soymich on the flour of Rabbi Shua, and that's the way he survived the trip. And Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Shua, Mi have your dad to have a kuva kula hai the itse sota. And how would you have known that it would be such a delay that you brought Silas in order to make sure that we could survive? And Amalei and Rabbi Shua responded, that then when a captain is steering his ship, he watches out and he looks at certain stars in order to see if he's going in the right direction. And there is one star that comes out only once every 70 years that changes its location and it causes captains of ships to make mistakes and not know where they're going and lose their guiding star. Vamati, I therefore said, that maybe the star will be around and will cause us to get lost and therefore will be delayed. So Amalei, so Gamliel responds to Rabbi Shua, Kol kach biyadecha, if you know so much and you understand so much about the world, so why would you have to go on a sfina in order to make panasa? You should be able to stay in your own city and be able to figure out how to make panasa. And Amalei, however, Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Gamliel, Ad sha'ata tamalai, that why are you busying yourself with me and wondering why I have to go on a ship in order to make a panasa, but at least I have panasa. Tamal shnei talmidim she'esh chabi yabasha, Rabbi Lazar chasma, Rabbi Yechon ben Gugada, she'yoyd l'shar kamat hibay se'esh b'yam, ve'en l'am pas lecho v'loy begad l'lbash, and you should actually concern yourself about your talmidim that are on the dry land, and they're not traveling at all, referring to Rabbi Lazar chasma and Rabbi Yechon ben Gugada, they are so smart, and even though they're not even on the ship, they know how many drops of water are in this ocean, and even so, they can't figure out how to make panasa, and they they don't have any bread to eat or any clothing to wear. And upon hearing this musa, Sir Gamliel was nasan daiter leshim b'roish. Sir Gamliel decided that when he gets back home, he will make sure to give them position, and this way they will be able to be supported. And as Rashi states, k'deshiyu mispansim ma'isisrar shi'itilhem. The Gemara tells us k'sha'olah, and when Sir Gamliel and Rabbi Shua got back to dry land, shalchlem v'lebo. So Sir Gamliel sent for Rabbi Elazar Chasman, Rabbi Yechman Gugada, but the ma'isa they were bereich min akavod, and they didn't want to accept the sra'ar on them, and therefore they didn't go to see Rabbi Gamliel. Chazav shalchu bo, and then Rabbi Gamliel once again sent him a message to come see him, and they came to him, and amalhem kum duminatem shesra'in yisilchem, and he said to them that do you think that you're gaining a sra'ar and you're gaining a position of power, and therefore you will bereich min akavod, and as Rashi states, shle bosam b'shlichas rishon sheyisim baruchim min agdula. We continue and daf yudon beis avdus ani nisilchem. I'm actually placing an avdus on you, as this position comes with a tremendous amount of responsibility. And as the pasuk malachim aleph states, and when Shlomo was telling Rehoboam that he'll be the next king, by yidaber elav lema in my yom tia eved la'amazeh, that although you will become the king, but certainly that's a type of avdus, as ultimately you have a tremendous amount of responsibility to the nation. And this is similar to what we saw in malachim beis b'negei uziah, as the pasuk stated by yinaga shem as a melech by him itzir adyei meisai by yeshiv beis achoshes. And as we saw midakom beis achoshes mechlal dat hashto eved hava. And our Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that although b'negei other chatoyis, the pasuk states im kol adas yisrael yishku or im akrin amashiach or im nefesh. However, in regard to the sar of the nasi, the Torah changes its lashon and it states asher nasi yachta. So om rabbi yechim ben zakai asher ador asher nasi shloi mevi korban asher gosai. That fortune is the generation that even its king brings a korban when he did aveir b'shegeg. As this will teach the rest of the dar as im nasi shloi mevi korban, that if the king himself will bring a korban, then certainly a hedid will bring a korban, and they won't try to hide their averis. And as Rashi states, b'tmiya claiming ha'melach she'in liba kafuf ma'agish u'mevi korban asher gosai kolshkin she'adyetis ma'gishin she'liba m'kafufim v'mal asher gosai mevi korban. And if he brings a korban when he was only a shegeg and he didn't do an aveir on purpose, so tzarech atalim m'maoz deinai, then certainly he'll bring a korban when he did something wrong, and certainly he'll want to do tshuva shlema. And as Rashi states, ma'oz deinai b'tmiya claiming however, the Gemara continues, that if this is true, then when the pasuk states in Pashva Yikra, that and the Torah used the term asher, and the Yeravim ben Avot and Benegei Yeravim ben Avot, that the pasuk in Malachim Aleph states, the Yitin is Yisrael, beglal chatos Yeravim ashechotav ashehechti is Yisrael, and the pasuk used the term asher, hachinami da asher adohu. Would you think that the pasuk means that how fortunate is the generation? And certainly not every time that the Torah or a pasuk uses the term asher, we dashin that it means that someone is fortunate. And the Gemara explains, as we previously mentioned, Yashani Hacha the Shani Krabi Deburei, that although generally when the pasuk states Asher, we don't dash in as if it says Ashrei, but specifically regarding the Kabanais, where the other psukim state Im, and now the Torah states Lashon Asher, so therefore we dash in Ashrei Adar. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the pasuk in Kalas, as the pasuk states, Yesh Hevel Ashenasa La Oretz Ashiyesh Tadikim Ashemegi Aleim Kamaisa Rishoyim, Vyesh Rishoyim Shemegi Aleim Kamaisa Tadikim, Amati Shigab Zehevel. And our Gemara will discuss the Lashon Asher, and will once explain as if it says Ashrei, which means fortunate. And the Gemara states, Dorosh Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, Ma'idich Siv Yesh Hevel Shenasa Al Oretz, and he explains Ashrei Mo Tzadikim, how fortunate are Tzadikim, Shal Megi Aleim Kamaisa Rishayim, Shal Eilim Abba B'Eilim Azeh, that bad things happen to them in Eilim Azeh, which are the types of things that will happen to Rishayim in Eilim Abba, and therefore they receive their Kapara B'Eilim Azeh. And then when the Pasuk continues and speaks about Rishayim, so the Pasuk doesn't use the term Asher, and instead it says V'yesh Rishayim. And as we know, the Lashon of V'yesh, or the Lashon of Vai, is a Lashon of woe, and therefore he explains, Oilehem L'Rishayim Shemegi Aleim Kamaisa Tzedikim Shal Eilim Abba B'Eilim Azeh, that woe is to Rishayim, that good things happen to them in Eilim Azeh, which should happen to the Tzedikim in Eilim Abba, and by receiving their reward in Eilim Azeh, they will therefore receive more punishment in Eilim Abba. However, Amr Rava, Rava is, Atzu Tzedikim Yachli Trei Almi Misanglu, that certainly it would even be more fortunate for Tzedikim if good things also happen to them in Eilim Azeh. And as Rashi states, Misanglu Lahem, Klaima Klum Ralahem Tzedikim, Sha'ichlum Shtei Lamais, Sheishlum Tevi Be'Eilim Azeh, Uve Eilim Abba. And therefore the Gemara explains, Elam Rava, that the pasuk is telling us that fortunate are tzaddikim, that good things happen to them in Olam Hazeh, just like Rishoyim receive their reward in Olam Hazeh, and they also have good things happen to them in Olam Hazeh, and Olam Rishoyim Shemagilim Kamaisa Tzaddikim Shem Olam Hazeh, and woe is to Rishoyim that bad things happen to them in Olam Hazeh that would generally happen to tzaddikim in Olam Hazeh, and not only did have bad things happen to them in Olam Haba, but they have bad things happen to them in Olam Hazeh. And Ayin Rashi Elam Rova Shreim Tzaddikim Shemagilim Tovis Kamaisa Rishoyim Shemagilim Hazeh Sheyesh Lam Tovis Kedachsiv Mishal Musaynov the Kach Magil Tzaddikim Olam Hazeh Ashreim Sheyesh Lam Tovis Olam Hazeh Ulo Olam Haba Olam Rishoyim Shemagilim Lam Tzaris Kamaisa Tzaddikim Shemagilim Hazeh the Mashu Shemagilim Lam Tzaris Kamaisa Shemagilim Lam Tzaddikim Olam Hazeh the Kach Baruch Hu Isa Kedai Lid Beis Chovim Tzaddikim Olam Hazeh Kedai Shehem Schar Tovis Olam Haba. And when we find that Rishoyim received Tzaris in Olam Hazeh and Olam Sheein Lam Tovis Loi Beilam Hazeh Loi Beilam Haba, and the Gemara continues, Rav Papa Rav Huna Beidah Rav Shua Asal Kamei De Rava, Rav Papa Rav Huna Beidah Rav Shua came to Rava and Amaluhu, and Rava asked them, Okimtum Masechtum Plan and Masechtum Plan, did you learn the following Masechtes? And as Rashi at the bottom of the right column states, Kloima Yesh Lecha Masechtes Du Beficha Masechtum Plani Uplani, and Amaluhu, and he responded to him in that we do know those Masechtes. And then he asked them, Yatrisu Puta, do you have enough money? And as Rashi at the top of the left column states, Kloima Yesh Lecha Moisha Vein Lecha Motreich Achim Zeinish Veyesh Lecha Pnei Lasek Tadu B'Teira, and by having Panasa, so now you would have time to learn Torah. And once again, Amru lay in, and they responded that we do have enough panasa, the Zavna Katin and the Ara, as we purchase a small parcel of land, and as Rashi states, Maznina Mina Beravacha, and we have panasa Berevach, and therefore, Karolayu, so Rav applied this pasuk and this member to them, Ashrein Lot Tzadikim, Shemagi Aleim, Kamaisu Shem, Shebeidu Mazer, Beidu Mazer, as they were Ochli Tzadikim, Trey Lami, as they were able to have Anah, both in Mazer, and eventually we'll have Anah, Beidu Mazer as well. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Bochana, Rabbi Echron, Maidich Siv, that was the Pasuk meaning Hoshea, when the Pasuk states, Mi Chacham V'yovin Ila, Novin V'yodaim, Ki Yisharam Dach Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Upoishim Yikashlubam, and Rabbi Echron explained, Mashal Shnei B'nei Adam, Shetzalu Pesheim, this is a Mashal, the two people that roasted a Korban Pesach, Echad Ochlu L'Shem Mitzvah, Ve'echad Ochlu Achil L'Gasa, and one ate it L'Shem Mitzvah, and one ate it as Achil L'Gasa, and generally we know that if someone eats Achil L'Gasa, it's not considered Achil at all. But Rashi explains it doesn't mean that this person was disgusted by eating it, but he ate it shloi l'shem mitzvah al neskavon lo'ichlo l'shem kinuach suda, and he was eating it as dessert, and without having kavanah that he was eating it l'shem mitzvah korban pesach. And Ayin Tezis Rosh that he's bothered with this pshat of Rashi, and therefore he explains our Gemara a bit differently. However, the Gemara states zeh she'achlo l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yelchubam, that regarding the one that ate the korban pesach l'shem mitzvah, so the pasuk applies the word tzadikim yelchubam, but zeh she'achlo achil gasa, the pasuk applies the words upashim yikashlubam. However, the Gemara states Amalei Rish Lakish is Rasha Kurisle, that how can you say that he's Pesheya and he's eating it as a Rasha Nehid Le'ov Mitzvah Amucha, even though he didn't do this mitzvah in the best possible way? However, Pesach Mid Le'Kachel, but certainly he ate the Karm Pesach and he receives the mitzvah. And because of this question, so the Gemara explains that the pasuk is talking about a different case. Al Mashal Shnei B'di Adam, this is a mashal to two people. Ze Ishtav Achoyse Inu Bayis, this one has his wife and his sister in his home, and then it was dark at night, and they had beer, and one of them actually had beer with his own wife, and one had beer with his sister. And this pasuk applies in this case, as zeshin zdamli ishtoi tzadikim yelchubam, v'zeshin zdamli achoisei upoishim yikashlubam. However, the Gemara is that this can't be pshat in the pasuk, as midami and nan karmina chod derech v'hocha shnei drachim, that the mashmais of this pasuk is that there could be two people that do the same action, and one is called a tzaddik and one is called a rasha, and the mashal that you gave is two people doing two separate mices, and certainly this can't be pshat in the pasuk. Therefore, the Gemara explains el mashal loit shtei b'neisav, that this pasuk is a mashal to the story of Loit and his two daughters, hein shen skavlu shem mitzvah tzaddikim yelchubam, that his daughters were neskavim for mitzvah as they had pure intentions and they want to make sure that the world continued, and hu shen skavlu shem aveiro upashim yikashlubam. However, Noach was neskavim for aveira, and therefore the pasuk states upashim yikashlubam, and this is referring to one maisa, and one party is called a tzaddik, and regarding the same action, the other party is called a rasha, and the pasuk states upashim yikashlubam. However, the Gemara is v'dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvah mechavin, that maybe loit also had kavod l'shem mitzvah, and the Gemara explains amar b'yichron kol pasuk hazel l'shem aveir namar, that from the pesukim v'digei loit we see that loit was Gavin L'shem Avira, as Nema, it says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Lidus Ina, Vayaris Kolkika Yadik Kulumashka, Lifne Shachis Hashem Estain Vesomira, Kagan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim Berichatzaya, and we find the same Lashon of Vayisa, Benegeo, the Ishis Petifar, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vayishav, Vayhi Achad Varam Eila, Vatisa Ishis Adain Vesena, Al Yosef, Vatayma Shechfe Imi, and therefore we see that Lay's intention was to have Znus, and the Gemara continues that similarly in the Pasuk and Pasha's Lechla, the Pasuk used the term Einav, as the Pasuk states, Vayisa Laidus Einav, and similarly in Shaftim, when the Pasuk is talking about Shimshin, so we also find the term Einav, as the Pasuk states, Vayyemele of Vimai, Haim Bivnei Sachecha, Vachol Ami, Isha, Ki Atahil Chachas Isham Plishtamar Reilim, Vayyem Shimshin Oviv, Oyza Kachli, Ki Yishar Beinai, and similarly the same Pasuk and Pasha Vayira states, Vayisa Laidus Einav Vayar, and Pasha Shlach by the story of Shechem and Dinah. So the Pasuk states, Vayar Oysa Shechem ben Chamor Achivi Nesir Oretz, Vayikach Oysa Vayishkav Oysa Vyanea. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Pasha Lechlo continues regarding Lloyd, that Vayar is called Kikar Yadain. And similarly in Mishle, we find the same Lashem Bidgeyaz Nus, as the Pasuk states, Kibi Adi Shezoina Akika Lechem Vayishis Ish Nefesh Yikara Tatzor. And the Gemara continues that we also see in the same Pasuk in Pasha Lechlo, Kichulam Mashka, and we find a similar Lashem in Hosea, as the Pasuk states, Ki zonse imam, Havisha hirasam, Ki omra elcha achri me'avai, Noisne lachmi umeimai tsamri upishti shamni urishkuye, and we find the Lashon Shkuye b'negeyaz nos. However, the Gemara is bothered, how can you say that Lloyd was niskav l'shem avera, v'aminus onus, but the maestri got him drunk, and he didn't know what he was doing, and therefore he was an onus? However, the Gemara explains, Tana Meshum Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chayini, Lama nokar al vav shabakuma shal bechira. Why is it that in Pashas Vayera, when the Torah tells us the story about Lloyd and his two daughters, and the Torah states, Vatashkena Sevi and Yayim Balagla Hu, Vatavia Bechir Vatishka Vesevia, Vlayada Beshikva Uvukuma, and he explains, Lemelacha, that the Torah is teaching us, Shezushikva Layada, that although Lloyd did not know when he lied down what his daughters were going to do as he was drunk, however, Avbakuma Yada, but once he got up in the morning, he did know about it, and therefore he wasn't an Einis, but the Gemara yes, might have a little Mevid, might have a Hava, the Maisa, this was after the story, and certainly he was an Einis at the time of the Maisa. However, the Gemara explains, that the nafkamina was that the next night when his other daughter came and said to drink, and he shouldn't have drank, as he would have realized that was the plan. And although we could say that the first night he was an Einis, but ultimately he was megala, that he didn't care, and he was a skam l'shem avera. And l'chayr, it seems that once we know that he was a skam l'shem avera with his younger daughter, then the same taina applied to him when he had relationship with his older daughter. And the Gemara continues, Darish Rabba, some agree with Darish Rava, Maidich Siv, that what does the Pasuk mean in Mishle when it states, Och Nifsha Mekirius Oiz, Midonim Kivriach Amrin, and he explains, Och Nifsha Mekirius Oiz, that Lloyd Shapirish Me Avram, that this refers to Lloyd, who is called Avram's brother, and he rebelled from the Kiria of Avram Avinu, who is called the strong one, Umidonim Kivriach Amrin, Shehitl Midonim Ben Yisrael Amrin, that he placed a blockage between Yisrael and Amrin, Shinemali of Yamainu Me'avi Bikol Hashem, and as Rashi explains, Nifsha is Nimrad Shemur by Shapirish Memenu, Curious eyes, and the Lashon eyes is Kamoy Az, and based on a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Rashi explains that this refers to Avram, and Rashi continues, Shittel Midonim, Beinoyu Bin Bin Yisrael, Kibrichim, Shenelim, Shachitzenim, In Yechilin, Konsulfim, and this is like a lock that causes that people cannot come inside, and similarly, In Amenu Me'avi, Yechilin, Sarbi Yisrael, Dechsiv, Le'yavi Amenu Me'avi, and the Gemara continues, Darish Ravi, Tim Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it states to Mishle, Lusava Yavakish Nifra, and he explains the Tava Yavakish Nifra, Zaloid Shenifra Mavram, that this refers to Lloyd, and because of his Taivais, he separated himself from Avram, and Bechotashi Yiskala, Shenisgala Klinu, Batakatsisu, Batamidrashais, and forever we read about and we learn about his denigration in the Batakatsisu, Batamidrashais, and number one, we do read all the Psukkim in the Torah, and number two, we learn about in the Beit Medrash, as it's not, as this is found in the Mishnah as well, as the Mishnah Mesechti Vamas teaches, Amoinu Me'avi Asurin, Isurin is Oilam, and Ayin Rashi Lutaiva Shalaveri of Akish Nifrad Zeloit, Dixibe, as the Pasuk and Pasha Lechacha states, Vayivcha Loyloid is Kolkikal Yadin, Vayisa Loit Mikedam, Vayipardu Ishmael Ochiv, and the Lashin Yisgale, Kamoy Lufne Yisgale, Lashin Giloi. The Gemara continues, Ama Ula, that Ula teaches us, Tama Zinsa, Vizimri Zinza, that Tama was Mizana, and Zimri also was Mizana, that Tama Zinsa, Yatsu Menamalachim and Neviim, and Tama was Mizana, Lashem Shemayim, and ultimately kings and Neviim came from this union, and as we know that Malchibes David comes from Tamar and Yehuda. However, Zimri Zina, when Zimri was Mizana Lilavira, Naflu Kamar Vavis Miyisrael. And as we know from the end of Pashas Bolok and the beginning of Pashas Pinchas, and Ayin Rashi, Thomas Zinsov, and Skavdal Shemitzvah, Kadei Lahamed Zerah Menatzadikim, Kedachsev, Kirasa, Kigadal Shela. The Gemara continues, Amar Nachma Yitzvah, Kadei Lavira Lishma, Mimitzvah Shloi Lishma, that's greater Avira, meaning Znus, that was done Lishma, from a Mitzvah Bia, that was done Shloi Lishma, and was also done for the Onana, Shenem, and as the Pasuk states, Benegei Yal and Sisra, Tavoyach Minoshim Yal, Ishas Chevar Kini, Minoshim Ba'il Tavoyach, and the Pasuk tells us that the Maisa of Yal was even greater, and she was even more blessed than the Noshim Ba'il, and Manini Noshim Ba'il, and who are these women that the Pasuk are talking about? Sarifka Rachav Aleya. However, the Gemara is, Eini Vam Rabbi Hudam Rav, Lo Ilum Yasek Adam Ater V'mitzvah Zafilu Shloi Lishma, Shemateich Shloi Lishma, Ba Lishma, and if so, even though Sarifka Rachav Aleya may have had some kavana for Hana, but ultimately it was certainly a great mitzvah, and certainly it can't be Yal's Maisa, which was a Maisa Avera, was even greater than the Maisa of Sarifka Rachav Aleya, and therefore the Gemara states, Eima K'mitzvah Shloi Lishma, that's not greater than the mitzvah, but it's at least as good as a mitzvah Shloi Lishma. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shev B'ilayz Bala Isa Rasha B'Isa Shah, that at the time that Sisera had a relationship with Yal, he had been with her 7 times. Shenem, as the Pasuk in Shevtim states, Bein Raglea Kar Nafal Shachav, Bein Raglea Kar Nafal Basha Kar Sham Nafal Shadod, and there are 7 terms of Kar Nafal or Shachav. And the Gemara continued, and is Vakam Misani Ma'avera, the Lemaisi Yal had Hanaf from the Avera, and Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shem Rabbi Shem Ben Yechai, Afil Tevasim Shalom Shem, Roy Yitzel Tzadikim, that even those good things that a Russian may do are considered bad for the tzaddikim. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, that we previously learned, Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, Lo Ilim Yasek Adam Mater V'mitzvah, Es Afilu Shloi Lishma, Shemateich Shloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. And the Gemara brings an example, Shebeschah Membeis Kabana Shekrev Balak Rasha, that the Schah for Balak, who was the Melech of Moav, who brought 42 Kabanas for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zoch of Yatsam Men Rus, so therefore eventually his family would have Rus, and as we know, Rus HaMoaviyah, and she was a great-granddaughter of Balak, the Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chino, Rus Bas B'nai Shel Eglin Ben B'nai Shel Balak Melech Moav, and she was the great-great-great-granddaughter of Balak Melech Moav. And Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Brachos that Yatsam Men Rus, She Yatsam Men David, She Rivel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiris HaShpachos, and her name was Rus, because eventually David satiated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shiris and Shpachos. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba Amar Rabbi Yechon, that Minayin She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Afilu Schasi Chana Mehacha, that how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even gives schar for someone speaking nicely? And we learn it from the story of Lloyd and his 2 daughters, as the Ilu Bechira, the Karya Moav, since the older daughter of Lloyd wasn't as Tznua, and she called her son Moav, which is Mashmei Me'avi, that this child came from my father. So Amar Levi Rachmana L'Moshe, so eventually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Moav, the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Dvarim, Vayyem HaShem Eilai, Al Tartas Moav, Al Tiskabal Mechama, Kilo Eitel Lechome Atzi Yerusha, Kilo Bnei Leit Lusati Es Er Yerusha, and we continue on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, Mechama Hud Loi, Hatsuri Tzirinu, that the Torah is telling us that you can't have Mechama with Moav, but you're still allowed to be Mitzayar them and bother them. However, Ilu Tzirinu, the Kaya Ben Ami, however, the young one that was Motznua, and she called the child Ben Ami, and as Rashi states, Beloshin Nekiyu Hud Loi Ratzal Idea, the Mervian Isabra, so Amulei, and regarding Amoin, the Pasuk states in Pasha Devarim, the Kurafta Mo Bnei Amoin, Al Tetsurim, Val Tiskubam, Kilo Etter Me'erz Bnei Amoin, Lechoy Rusha, Kilo Bnei Leitin, Stati Rusha, and the Pasuk tells us, Al Tetsurim, Val Tiskubam, Klal, Afilu Tzure Loi, and therefore she received this scar that Klal Yisrael is not even allowed to bother Amoin. And finally, from the story of Lloyd and his 2 daughters, we learn the following, as Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven, Amar Rabbi Shur Ben Karcha, Lo Ilum Yaktim Adol Mudvar Mitzvah, Shebeschah Laila Achas, Shekadma Bechir Letzira, Zachsa Vekadmosa, Abba Deirus Lamachos, was Mashmav Rashi, that he's not Gerius the word Lamachos, and he's Gerius Zachsa Vekadmosa, Abba Deirus, and because the older daughter of Lloyd had a relationship with Lloyd first, and didn't wait, so therefore she was Zecha, that her children joined Klal Yisrael 4 Deirus before the younger daughter's child, and as Rashi states, this refers to Eved, Yishai, David, and Shlema, V'ilu Tzir, Lo Yav Yisrael, Abrechom, and Shlema, as the grandchild of the younger daughter did not become part of Klal Yisrael until Rechavim and Shlema have a lay minam ha'amoynis, as this child came from Nam ha'amoynis, and we will stop over here.